NPR's business news starts with New Yorkers bracing for a strike. Doormen are threatening to walk off the job. This week, thousands marched up New York's Park Avenue, and some 30,000 building workers say they'll go on strike when their contract expires next week. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
For Enrique Kahlo, who works in a building on the west side, the issues are simple.
Fair wages, health benefits, and keeping up with the cost of living.
Building owners are trying to cut their sick days in half and get rid of the pension plan for new workers. Howard Rothschild is the president of the Realty Advisory Board on Labor Relations, which represents building owners. He says real estate taxes have gone up, rents have been cut, and apartments have lost value.
The state of the economy in general in New York isn't very good, and specifically in residential real estate, it's horrible. We need to find a way to run our buildings more efficiently and less expensively.
The average building worker makes about $40,000 a year plus $28,000 in benefits. Rothschild says that's a lot of money. Building workers say not enough to raise a family in the city. At the march and rally of 32BJ of the Service Employees International Union, Executive Director Kevin Boyle pointed to the buildings on Park Avenue. The bankers on Wall Street who live here, he said, with their bonuses, had one heck of a party.
Did you get invited to that party? But when we sat down and negotiated, they tried to give us the check. I ain't paying the check for the party.
The union and building owners remain far apart. There hasn't been a strike since 1991. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.